Despite pouring rain, people stayed in the street between the Richard B. Russell Federal Courthouse and the Martin Luther King Jr. Federal Post Office. The not guilty verdict frustrated many there, including 25-year-old Donald Jumper.
It kind of brings home that America, despite we're almost 40, 50 years away from, you know, the civil rights movement, that we still have a long way to go. I feel that, you know, being out here for the cause, to show my support, it's the most important thing I could be doing my time right now.
Along with frustration over the Zimmerman verdict, people were protesting the Stand Your Ground laws in Florida, Georgia, and many other states. 39-year-old Kia Edgar worries what Georgia's Stand Your Ground law could mean for her family one day.
Oh, it affected me greatly because I have a grandson, actually, that will be 17 and that will walk the streets, that will come from the store. And I don't want anybody thinking that they could take his life and it'd be okay.
Edgar and others at the rally heard from several black community leaders and clergy members. Additional protests aren't planned, though people at the rally were encouraged to register to vote, become more active in their community, and sign the NAACP's petition to repeal Stand Your Ground laws. For WABE News, I'm Alec Ragsdale.